知行英语 Listen and share.
The Coffee Cup.神秘的咖啡杯，Each morning, I would get the key to the dining room from the front desk and unlock the ornate gate with stained glass panels that served as the dining room's front door. The dining room always was very dark as its windows were shuttered each night. The sun had not yet risen when I arrived, and the alcove in which the lobby doorway was located did not let light spill in from the lobby.So I would quickly maneuver around the cash register area and grope for the panel of light switches under the counter. Although the dining room had been cleaned by the previous night's crew, I noticed that there always was a half-drunk cup of coffee left on the table nearest the kitchen. That table's chair at the cop's position always was pulled back as if someone had just been sitting there. This never fazed me.But it struck me as peculiar and rather rude that someone would leave a dirty cup like that. The kitchen crew would show up just a little after I had, but they entered through the loading dock doors at the back as they were not supposed to be seen by hotel guests. The other busboy who opened on the weekends told me he often found a cup on Saturday mornings, but never on Sundays.
每天早上，我都在前台拿餐厅的钥匙，打开餐厅的前门，那是一扇华丽的、镶嵌着彩色玻璃的大门。餐厅总是很黑，因为每晚窗户都被百叶窗遮得严严实实的，而且我到的时候，太阳都没有出来。大厅的入口处在一个凹进去的地方，所以大厅的光也到不了餐厅，所以我总是很快地转到收银台，在柜台下面摸到灯的开关。虽然昨晚上班的员工已经打扫过了餐厅，可我每次都能看到离厨房最近的一张餐桌上放着一杯喝了一半的咖啡，而且那张餐桌的椅子也总是被拉了出来，好像有人刚刚在那儿坐过一样。可这从来没有让我觉得害怕，我只觉得奇怪，而且很不礼貌，居然有人就把一个脏杯子这样放在桌上。厨房的工作人员就会比我晚一会儿到，因为不能被酒店的客人看见，所以他们都是从后门装货的门进来的。另一个负责周末开门的服务生告诉我，他也经常在周六早晨看到一个杯子，可周日就没有了。
现在我们来逐句对照的听一次故事原文和译文。
Each morning, I would get the key to the dining room from the front desk and unlock the ornate gate with stained glass panels that served as the dining room's front door. 每天早上，我都在前台拿餐厅的钥匙，打开餐厅的前门，那是一扇华丽的、镶嵌着彩色玻璃的大门。The dining room always was very dark as its windows were shuttered each night.
餐厅总是很黑，因为每晚窗户都被百叶窗遮得严严实实的。
The sun had not yet risen when I arrived, and the alcove in which the lobby doorway was located did not let light spill in from the lobby.
而且我到的时候，太阳都没有出来。大厅的入口处在一个凹进去的地方，所以大厅的光也到不了餐厅。
So I would quickly maneuver around the cash register area and grope for the panel of light switches under the counter.
所以我总是很快地转到收银台，在柜台下面摸到灯的开关。
Although the dining room had been cleaned by the previous night's crew, I noticed that there always was a half-drunk cup of coffee left on the table nearest the kitchen.
虽然昨晚上班的员工已经打扫过了餐厅，可我每次都能看到离厨房最近的一张餐桌上放着一杯喝了一半的咖啡。
That table's chair at the cup's position always was pulled back as if someone had just been sitting there.
而且那张餐桌的椅子也总是被拉了出来，好像有人刚刚在那儿坐过一样。
This never fazed me, but it struck me as peculiar and rather rude that someone would leave a dirty cup like that.
可这从来没有让我觉得害怕，我只觉得奇怪，而且很不礼貌。居然有人就把一个脏杯子这样放在桌上。
The kitchen crew would show up just a little after I had, but they entered through the loading dock doors at the back as they were not supposed to be seen by hotel guests.
厨房的工作人员就会比我晚一会儿到，因为不能被酒店的客人看见，所以他们都是从后门装货的门进来的。
The other busboy,who opened on the weekends told me he often found a cup on Saturday mornings but never on Sundays.
另一个负责周末开门的服务生告诉我，他也经常在周六早晨看到一个杯子，可周日就没有了。
讲解一下相关的语言点。
Front desk 前台服务台，这里要注意，我们知道大点的公司都有一个前台，那一般称为 reception desk， 那位接待小姐就是 receptionist， 当然也有人将之称为 front desk， 这样不能说有问题，毕竟语言不过是一个工具，它的定义都是在使用当中来形成的。
Ornate gate,
华丽的大门。
Ornate, O-R-N-A-T-E,
是指经过精心装饰的。
That style of architecture is too ornate for my taste.
那种建筑风格太华丽了，不对我的口味。
Stained glass panels,
彩色玻璃面板。
Stained,
一般理解为沾上了污迹的，但同时也有染上了颜色的意思，像故事当中的用法 stained glass panels， 而 panel P-A-N-E-L 是面板的意思。
serve as
动词短语，用作起什么作用，比如
that mistake served as a warning to you，
那个错误是对你的一次警示。
shuttered
意思是用百叶窗来遮盖，
shutter S-H-U-T-T-E-R
做名词就是百叶窗的意思。
Alcove A-L-C-O-V-E
原意是指凹进去的一个空间，有时 Alcove 也可以直接表示休息室。
Lobby doorway
大厅入口，
Lobby L-O-B-B-Y
有大厅、休息室等意思。
Doorway 由 door 和 way 组成，
意思是门口。
Spill, S-P-I-L-L,
原意指洒出来，比如 The ink spilled all over the desk, 墨水洒了一桌子。故事当中 spill 这个词用的多少有点失意了，说光线 spill in from the lobby, 光线从大厅那边洒进来，其实也就是说光从大厅星星点点地照进来，相信大家能够理解。
Maneuver,M-A-N-E-U-V-E-R
听起来挺大的一个词，多是指军事上的演习、策略之类的东西，不过在这里只是指人的动作。
Maneuver around the cash register area
是说走到收银台那边，在这里如果用 move 来代替 maneuver 并没有问题。
Grope for
动词短语，凭感觉去找，比如
I grope for the door handle in the dark.
我在黑暗中摸索着门把手。
Half drunk,
喝了一半的。
Faze, F-A-Z-E,
使人感到担心、害怕。比如
The news did not faze me.
这个消息并没有使他担心。 Loading dock door 在这里是指餐厅后门，一切供应品就从那里进入。
好了，故事今天就先讲到这儿，谢谢收听。
知行英语提醒您，学英语不能一曝十寒。